Malaysia votes tomorrow in an election pitting Prime Minister Najib Razak, whose party has ruled Malaysia for more than six decades, against a coalition of opposition groups trying to force him out. The jailed opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim is urging voters to choose his former political nemesis, Mahathir Mohamad. Correspondent Adam Harvey is in Kuala Lumpur.
It's the day before Malaysia's general election. I'm standing here at a roundabout in the affluent Kuala Lumpur neighbourhood of Bangsar, an opposition-held electorate pretty close to the centre of Kuala Lumpur. It's a spectacular roundabout because it's decorated with hundreds of party flags. This is the place to go and plant your flag in the turf to, I suppose, influence all the people who are driving by the roundabout. And the traffic is building because people have to go home tomorrow to their home provinces to vote. The dominant flag on the roundabout is the blue and white one of Barisan Nasional. That's the ruling coalition, the coalition of Prime Minister Najib Razak. And he is favoured to win tomorrow's election, partly because the economy is going pretty well, partly because the enormous corruption scandal for which he's known overseas, 1MDB, isn't really an issue in this election. The issues here, the cost of living, the goods and services tax, and the state of the economy. And I spoke with election analyst Ben Sofian about what's likely to happen in Malaysia tomorrow.
Well, we think it's very likely that the ruling party, Barisan Nasional, will continue to stay in power, will win the elections.
Why?
Well, the main reason is that the votes for the opposition is split between the Pakatan Harapan Opposition Coalition and the Islamic Party. And it is mostly split in the rural areas, in the rural districts, which, number one, has the most number of seats and the one that actually determines who stays in power. We noticed that that more than the issue of gerrymandering and more than the issues that affect voters at large, I think is going to determine the outcome of this election. That the ruling party pretty much is seeing a backlash of voters against cost of living issues, the GST tax that they've introduced, and governance issues, but for the most part, the protest vote is split. The popular vote for the ruling party is probably going to be lower than what they enjoyed in 2013. But the problem, I think, for the opposition is the votes are going to be split between the Islamist party and the rest of the opposition coalition.
That's Ben Sofian from the Merdeka Institute, which is a pretty independent think tank. It's seen as the most reliable of all the pollsters here in Malaysia. Voting starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We should have results by 9 p.m. Will 61 years of Barisan Nasional rule be over? That's very unlikely. Prime Minister Najib Razak is likely to stay in power. If the opposition makes some inroads into his majority, he may not last very much longer as Prime Minister. He's seen as on the nose here in Malaysia, partly because of that 1MDB scandal. This is Adam Harvey in Kuala Lumpur for PM.